Heavy rains and high winds are battering parts of California today, messing up traffic, knocking out power, and putting homeowners on the lookout for flash floods and falling trees. And for many people, the problems won't stop once the weather eases up. After the deluge comes the claim adjusters. And these days, California homeowners have plenty of complaints about them.
Some homeowners say they are losing their insurance or paying exorbitant fees just because they filed a claim or even because they inquired about filing a claim. A state Senate committee and the new insurance commissioner are investigating. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Georgianne Walker is a nurse, a mother of two, and an avid gardener. In the backyard of her home in a comfortable section of Oakland, Walker points at the stump of her neighbor's tree, an acacia that once loomed over her fence.
And we just had a really wild windstorm one Sunday afternoon, and I came home, and the acacia tree was, I had taken this arbor out on its way down and just come through the fence here, and it was resting on the roof of our house.
The tree didn't damage her house, but Walker and her husband had to have the tree removed and the fence and the arbor repaired. Their insurance company paid a claim of about $1,000. About a year later, their home was burglarized. A few small items were stolen, and so they filed another claim. Recently, Walker received a letter from her insurance company informing her that because she had filed those two claims, her policy would be canceled early next year. Walker says she's left wondering what good is insurance if she is penalized for using it.
You can't prevent some burglars from getting in if they really want to get in. You can't prevent the wind from blowing trees down. And you pay for a policy and you expect that you're going to get a service from the policy. And you do indeed get a service, but then you're labeled as being a high risk. So it's pretty infuriating.
Walker isn't alone. California state insurance regulators have received thousands of complaints from homeowners who report losing their policies or having their rates increased after they filed a claim. Some complain that their rates went up even when they only inquired about making a claim. The insurance industry keeps track of claims through a national database called Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Exchange, or CLU. State regulators have begun taking a closer look at how the CLU database works. Nancy Kramer is a spokeswoman for the California Department of Insurance.
Our CLU report is clearly evolved into the scarlet letter of insurance. Most consumers have no idea that the CLU database exists. They have no idea that when they make a simple call to their insurer to even ask if something might be covered as a claim, that it is being entered into this database. So consumers are at a serious information disadvantage from the word go.
But industry representatives say the CLU database helps them to assess the risk of insuring a home, just as credit card companies rely on credit rating services. Sam Sorich is president of the California Association of Insurance Companies. At a recent state Senate hearing on the insurance market, Sorich blamed rising rates and non-renewals on the industry's costs in California.
We've had a marked increase in water damage claims, in mold claims, and those are very costly to handle. In addition to that, repair costs have increased markedly during the last few years, and the value of homes in California has increased.
State Senator Jackie Speier, a Democrat, chaired the hearings on the problems of California's home insurance market, problems she likened to the state's disastrous experience with energy deregulation.
I'm skeptical of claims of a crisis because we've recently witnessed other so-called crises that, after we examined them, turned out to be the result of market manipulation. I accept that there is a problem, but if the problem is in part caused by the use of credit scores or other impermissible tools for screening homeowners, then this isn't a crisis.
After 5 hours of hearings, Speier says the state still needs to know more about the standards by which companies decide whether to renew a homeowner's policy. And the state's incoming insurance commissioner, John Garamendi, is promising an aggressive investigation. Meanwhile, state regulators are urging consumers to educate themselves and to think twice about filing a small claim. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.